It's now time for the Ned and Josh podcast.
Look, this is not my idea of a good time.
All right, strap in. Here we go.
Welcome to the Ned and Josh podcast, or should I say welcome back to the Ned and Josh podcast.
We're back.
In full swing yet again. It is wonderful to be here, back to daily shows.
Feels good. It feels so strange being back here. I was starting to get like quite worried towards the end because I was like, you and I have been on holidays for, I guess,
in
the listener's
while,
eyes, yeah. Only a week.
It was longer than that.
But it was longer than
that. So we've had a lot of fun. You have been hanging around Australia. I have been intercontinental.
You've been overseas.
I've been over in the US for the last 2 weeks, having what can only be described as a holiday that I wish would never end.
I would imagine so, but here
we are.
And actually,
it has ended.
Because, as you said, I have been around. I've been on holiday whilst being at home. I've had a staycation of sorts. I've been listening to a couple of the Holly Potties just to get it off the table very quickly, because I'm sure it'll be very fresh in everyone's mind. Did you get the Rocky impersonator at the Philadelphia Steps to say, listen to the Ned and Josh podcast?
No, we didn't go to the Philadelphia Steps.
There we go. Okay. But, that was very... I re-listened to that in the Holly Potties, and I was like, that's right. Guarantee that's not happening.
Yeah, it didn't happen. Didn't even go... We were in Philadelphia for 5 days. Didn't even go to the Steps.
I mean, they're just steps.
I think we all sat around, the three of us that were on the trip to go to WrestleMania in Philadelphia, and went, none of us have seen Rocky. Why are we doing that today?
And I'll be honest. I didn't. When I saw the steps, I was like, oh, are these like up to the steps? And they're like, no, these are the steps. And I was like, eh. Because the part you haven't seen Rocky, the part in Rocky is like, he can't get the whole way up the steps. He's like, struggles. And he's like, I'm out of breath.
Was it like four steps or something?
Well, no, but it's like 50. It's like 50 though. So
you
it's like,
you could do it?
Easily. I did do it. I did it like 7 times. So I was like, how is he not making this? He's in this movie. He's like 30 something.
I love the fact that you basically have said Balboa, weak.
Yeah.
Piece of crap.
Not for me.
But no, we went, you know what? Yeah. Movie, piece of crap. Yeah. Haven't even seen it.
Not
won't
for
do
me.
It. Yeah, no.
Also, Rocky Balboa, not known for running. Yeah. That's not the sport he chose to decide to go into.
although, having said everything we've said so far, and this isn't going to be a lot of holiday chat, but there was something on the Holly Potty that we did discuss.
Brave the Hunt on the Apex Predator of Coasters. Jurassic World Velocicoaster. Only at Universal Orlando Resort.
How did you go? I'll be honest, I thought that was about drink coasters. And I know we've spoken about making drink coasters. That shouldn't be the trailer for
how rad would that be for
drink coasters?
We're
just talking about cutting out cardboard.
No,
How was the Velocicoaster?
The Velocicoaster. You know what I love about this, friend? Is that you've got so much faith in me that you just assume that I did it.
Oh, no. You didn't even go on it.
So the way this was positioned, if you listen to last week's Holly Potty, is that Carrie, my partner's 10-year-old son, has been pressuring me into going on the Velocicoaster, which is rated to be the world's best roller coaster, and it's insane.
We looked on the podcast at like roller coaster reviews. 5 out of 5. They say it's the scariest ride at Universal, hands down. But it's also the best. It's thrilling.
Can I say?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want as long as it's the truth.
Getting bullied by a 10-year-old humbles you.
Sure.
And I did the Velocicoaster.
Oh, well done. Yeah, I knew you would have. I knew you would have, because there's no way. I know the part of your brain that's the backing down part of your brain overrides the I'm scared part of my brain.
So what we did was we went to Universal in Orlando and I did the Velocicoaster, but it was through a series of events that I'll quickly describe to you. The first being what can only be described as light bullying by the 10-year-old, which then, because he is just the king, he's the best. I love him so much. He just turned into super caring. Like, he was like, no, you can do it. You can, like, he was jamming up, which ironically became more effective than the bullying.
Because I would imagine,
now that he's trying to parent me, I need to really
he's
do
having
this.
To soft
otherwise,
parent you onto a ride.
He's going
to
be the man of the house if I don't do this right. It's like starting to get really upset.
Guilt wasn't working, so he's like, what if I use pity and shame instead?
And that works
and
so
it works.
Much better.
You only went on it once?
Yeah, I went on it once.
Yeah.
But the thing
How
that,
was it?
The second thing that pissed me off about this whole experience was Carrie went on it.
Yeah. So you
it the
wasn't
whole
it.
Reason I was going on it is because I was going to be the only one going on it with the 10-year-old.
You needed to.
Carrie fronted up to it and was like, hell yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah,
and
she
I was
liked
like,
the
well,
look
then
of
why
it.
Why was I ever on the hook to do it? I get severe motion sickness.
Yeah.
This thing is insane. YouTube it right now. Pause this, and if you can, YouTube point of view Velocicoaster ride front seat.
Was it as scary as they said? Was it like as... Were you terrified?
Let me explain to you how this worked, all right? So we get up into the Velocicoaster queue and we're in there and there's a delightfully funny little video with Bryce Dallas Howard and Chris Pratt from Jurassic World playing their characters about how, oh, you shouldn't put a Velocicoaster inside the Velociraptor pen. What if the Velociraptors get out? And I'm like, oh, it's all great point. Well raised. Get me off this thing. And so we're in there and then we get strapped into the seats. The 10-year-old gives me one last, it's going to be okay.
It's like,
I'm
it like,
stop
be-
saying yeah, that.
It has to be now because I'm locked in.
And I decide, because I had watched the YouTube video that I just told everyone to pause and go look, I was like, you know what? Because my motion sickness is so bad and it's just about getting this done. It's not about enjoying it. It's not about anything. Yeah. It's about getting it done. I'm going to close my eyes from the second this thing starts moving.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I used to do on rides. Yeah.
And I did.
And?
I'd watch the YouTube video.
So there's no escaping
for whatever reason, my brain was able to perfectly replicate what would have been looking at as I was feeling it.
You started daydreaming.
There's this weird corkscrew part of it where you're going upside down four times. Yeah. It was like my eyes were
you're
open.
Like, I know exactly where I am. I know exactly what part of the ride this is.
It altered me for the rest of the holiday.
I bet.
I couldn't go on rides after that without triggering the motion sickness that I got from the Velocicoaster.
See, I thought, the way they were describing it, I thought you might have been like a particle in a particle accelerator. Like, you're going so fast, you don't even know what's going on. So, like, you're just rattling around, and you're like, I didn't get motion sick because I didn't know where I was, but not even a little bit.
You know when you wake up after, like, a big night, and everyone's had one of those big nights, and you wake up and you go, oh, I am unwell.
Yeah, like, almost dizzy,
the
hungover.
The second the ride stopped. I went, oh, this is going to be the rest of today and maybe into tomorrow. Yeah. I could not have expected it would stuff me up for the rest of the week.
You should have said to the 10-year-old, like, save your sympathy for after the ride, mate. That's when I'm going to need
it. After I was sick from Snow White's Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, the sympathy was gone. He was like, really? That got you? I was like, yeah, it did, because of the Velocicoaster 4 days ago.
Hi-ho, hi-ho.
It's up. It's
up. You need to grow. I was going to say, I've really, really thought about this, mate.
I was going to say, it's off to spew, I go. Which, yeah,
both were good.
I saw a sign this morning that I think is...
Not like Ace of Base.
No, I didn't. I saw an actual sign. Okay. It was like one of those ones that sits on the ground, you know, like the...
A sign?
The
sign.
Yes, that's not what I meant.
Yeah, dude.
I mean,
I've seen them before.
I meant one of the ones that's like it stands up on either side. You fold them out like a cafe has them out the
banner.
Front.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, okay. Fair cop. Fair cop. It's been a long holiday.
Oh, I've missed this.
Yeah. Yeah. So I saw a sign and I opened up my eyes and I saw the sign.
You saw the sign. You should have said yes, like Ace of Base.
Yes, like Ace of Base. I saw the sign and it was for a residents association for the suburb that I was shopping in that particular morning. And
what does that mean? Like a neighborhood watch?
Well, that's what I don't really know.
Okay.
So I read the sign a little bit and it sort of seemed to be like for concerned residents of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Join up. We'll decide different things. We'll decide, you know, this playground should be... It was all that kind of stuff, you know? Like, it wasn't Neighborhood Watch. It was more like an advisory board for the suburb.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, like, a community board or whatever.
I want to join it.
Is it... Well, you were very recently overseas. Is it here in Canberra?
It's here in Canberra.
Oh, okay.
And I don't live in the suburb.
I think that's even better. I think that's even more valid.
I want to join an advisory board for a suburb I don't live in and start suggesting the dumbest stuff.
Yeah, see if anyone takes it up. We should get like a...
Like start playing really insane ideas.
Yeah.
Just tossing them out and seeing what they say.
Yeah, you and I should get like a burner phone.
Yeah.
And put up like a flyer. It's like, learn to understand windings. Call this number. Yeah. And then just if anyone calls, be like, what?
Look, we've got a dog park. That's working pretty well. Yeah. But have we thought about, obviously we've got an issue here with endangered animals. What about a koala park? What if we just make a park?
That'd be great.
Make a park specifically for them. Yeah. Will that work, do we think?
Yeah, free tickles. Call this number. I'll come to you. It's fine. It doesn't matter where you are in the state. I'll come to you. Trust me. This is more for me than it is for you. Call this number.
I'm very concerned about our drawing board ideas here. Mine was a koala park. We're firing in the dark. Yeah. Mine was a koala park.
Mine are tickles and wingdings.
I do like this idea, though, yeah, of just going to a different suburbs advisory committee,
yep,
and just letting it all hang out, yep, letting every dumb idea fly.
50 tons of soil. You have to take all of it, though. I'm not cutting it up. I'm not divvying it up. You have to take all 50 tons.
Let's find the four nicest houses in the suburb and bulldoze them. Because they're obviously making the property rates go up for, yeah, everybody.
We'll send in we'll put a little letter saying to the family they've like won a holiday somewhere, yep, so they're not in the house, and then they come home to nothing.
Conversely, let's find the four shittiest houses and say to everybody else in Canberra, they're our four nicest houses. Yeah. Land will be so cheap, yeah, we'll be able to buy it for a pittance. It'll be fantastic.
Ransack the rich houses and fill the poor houses with them. Just even it out.
Who is this guy? How, okay, did he get onto the residence
Someone
association?
Someone clearly thinks they're Robin Hood.
Stop tickling him.
This is a story I've been wanting to tell for like 3 weeks. And
it's the best kind.
I've done such a good job of not telling you because it's the funniest thing that's going to happen to me this year.
Wow.
I wish I was coming to the podcast with a hack. Instead, I'm coming with a warning.
No.
So I was on planes a lot longer ago than you were. That's how long ago this happened. It was, yeah, when I was on a plane, which was like 2 weeks ago.
My holiday, I've spent nearly 2 weeks on planes.
I was going to say, the collective time, you, yeah, might have been in air that time.
I know how to be a pilot now.
A separate part of this, I've become a Full Tilt Frank Green boy. Now, if you don't know what they are, yeah, they're like the metallic like drink bottles that have the
give
straws
it a shake,
in them.
Give it a... Yeah.
It's got ice in there.
Yeah, you see people walking around with like water bottles bigger than their torso.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
They're very fashionable, very trendy at the moment. I got one from Christmas.
Came out of nowhere, seemingly.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I was like, how did this become a thing so quickly?
And Stanley Cups are the same things. Not the Stanley Cup, but like,
yeah,
Stanley Cups you,
yeah,
can,
yeah,
get. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think railroad workers are the most confused because they've had them as thermoses for the last 50 years.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, no, now they're $70 because everyone wants them.
I think the people who...
If I'd worked in construction, I'd be like, what?
Now, the company Thermos are confused. Like, we've been making these for like 100 years.
And now you want them, okay. But I take this everywhere with me. Like, I take it to, yeah, work. When I work at my bar, I take it there and I like drink. I just drink it throughout my shift. Mm-hmm. I love it. I don't go anywhere without it. And I thought to myself, what a great hack, because I'm always on a plane and I'm always getting dehydrated.
Yeah.
Especially if you have a snack, if they give you some nuts and they give you the smallest water. So I was like, ugh.
They do really give you a thimble full of water on
a
plane.
It's an open cup that you've got to like balance back and then it's,
yeah,
literally a shot of water and you're like, okay, great. So I'm like, I can take literally a liter of water on, and I know in airports they have the places that you can do it inside. Like you might have to tip it out before you go through security check, but then you can actually have like designated taps for,
yeah,
these drink bottles. So I was
like
this
to
great.
Apologize for making you tipping, yeah, it out.
Sorry, we didn't trust you. Here's your water back.
Yeah.
So I was on the plane, and about 3/4 of the way through, I was like, oh, that's right. I've got my Frank Green. I get to have some delicious ice cold water on the plane. Beautiful. I open it up. I guess none of this occurred to me, but the cabin pressurizes.
Oh, no.
When you go,
yes,
several hundred thousand.
Anybody
meters
who's a big fan of the gym, every time, if you ever have a shaker, mm-hmm, and you try and wash it with hot water,
mm-hmm,
everybody only makes that mistake once because,
yeah,
okay, you pop the lid and
poof. Yeah. So,
same thing.
So I wish that that's what. I wish I could just say to you that's what happened and that was the end of the story.
It was more than that.
So I am very well. I'm known to exaggerate a story. I'm known to like give it a little bit of. Just give it a
oomph.
Yeah, give it a lip injection. Just go, there you go. Look at that.
Give
now
it the
it's
old
now it's ready for show.
Razzle dazzle.
I swear on Lenny, my dog's life,
yeah,
not one part of this is made up.
I'm so excited.
So I open this. Okay, I'll reenact it for you. So
yeah, he's got the Frank Green.
So I have it in my lap, and I open it.
He's got Frank Green in his lap.
Open it like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's open. It's got a little like a little straw thing that flicks up like,
yep,
a little rubber straw. I don't realize I'm carrying a grenade. Half of it immediately hits the roof.
Oh my God.
Like a stream goes.
Wow.
Half of this water bottle.
Up to where the oxygen mask is.
Hits the roof.
Oh, wow.
Of the guy in front of me.
Oh, no.
Immediately pulls
raining.
Down,
yeah,
on him.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, my pants are covered. I look like I've pissed myself.
Yeah.
I look like I've noticed that I've wet myself and then like, well, I might as well make a meal of this and gone to town.
Oh,
like,
wow.
the guy next to me, okay? So the guy in front of me is drenched and he's immediately looking up going, what the hell? It kind of looks like...
But by the way, sidebar, how goddamn scary would that be? That all of a sudden you're just drenched in a plane. You'd be like, there's got to be a hole in the roof.
Like, so not only that, it looks like it's coming out of the vent. Like, you know the vent where the air is?
Oh, no, that poor guy.
It's dripping out of that. So I imagine to him, he's like, is that the toilet? Like, have I just been sewaged on?
This is the worst Kids' Choice Awards ever. So I've been slimed. I've been shitted.
I've been sewered. I'm like a turtle. I'm a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle in the worst way. So immediately this guy's drenched. I'm also drenched. I'm in the middle, like I'm in the middle of this row. So I'm in like your B's or your E's or whatever. I look at the guy at the window and he immediately looks at me. He's seen it, what's happened.
Yeah.
He immediately looks at me. He doesn't talk. He looks at me and he does this.
Did he look at you?
So I don't know if I've got to clarify. I'm so excited to tell this part. He looks at me straight away and does this.
Shaking
like,
of the head.
Shake his head like, don't say anything.
Quickly
like,
shaking
don't
the
say
head.
Anything. And I look at him and I nod and I go, yeah. The guy stands up and looks around and me and both this guy have just agreed to the lie and we're both on our phones just looking down.
Oh, you've got solidarity from the guy next to you.
And then the guy sat down and he looked at me again and quickly just shook his head. And he's like, do not tell this guy.
That's amazing. You got that. That's incredible. What a champion.
So I feel so bad for the guy. At the same time, my pants were saturated. So if he looked around enough, he probably could have seen. And I also had to get off the plane and it not like, oh, I got water on my pants. Like, it looked like I'd wet myself because it went everywhere.
I would have, so he didn't notice it on your pants. I would have doubled down. And when the guy stood up and looked around, I would go, mate, the seatbelt sign's on.
Can we sit down?
Hey,
can we sit down?
Why are you standing up?
When the plane landed, I was like, I need to see how much water's left. And so I was like, let me undo the whole lid. Like, I'll take off the whole lid because no way it'll lose its pressure when I do that. I did it. And it was like me and the guy next to me were in the Hurt Locker. It was like we were defusing a bomb. He was like, he was okay that I was opening it, but he was like, be so careful about this. And I was like, and it did. It went like...
What should have given it away to you? How little water was left in the Frank Green is upon descent, people started using the aisle as a slip and slide. Surf's up!
If you'd like to head to the aquarium part of the plane. I've only probably had it active maybe a month in my entire life, but like the scene feature on your rep messages.
Are you a scene guy now, are you?
Nah, not a scene guy. But are you a scene guy?
No. No, not at all.
I do like when people, like, it keeps me accountable, but I don't like that. I don't like being accountable. Like, I don't. I'd like them to know that I, or to at least not know whether or not I'd read it, and maybe that's the reason I've not replied.
You know what? I actually think because one of my big things that I'm really bad at, and particularly as we're now getting into sort of running this business that is the podcast, I need to get better at responding to stuff when I see it.
Yeah.
Maybe the scene would make me... actually fix that problem.
It's what I've heard a bunch of people say in the past, where it's like, it just keeps you accountable, where like someone knows you've read it.
Yeah. Because I never ignore things. I think I've said this already on the podcast. Yeah. I like go, oh no, that was a good message. I should give that a good reply when I have some time.
Yep.
And then ironically, they're the ones I forget to reply to. The best messages are the ones I just don't do anything
always
with.
Always go red. Whereas I'll read a message and I'm like, oh, that reminds me of that TikTok. And then I'll go on TikTok for an hour and a half and I'll be like, what was I doing?
Different problems.
Oh, I need to get food.
Different problems.
It's 10:30 at night. So... imagine you and I were scene boys, all right? Like we were not scene boys, but S-E-E-N boys.
Like, let's get these scene hearts being in.
Not that kind of scene.
Scene as in messages scene.
Like we've been seen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I sort of went down a rabbit hole. When do you think is enough? Enough is enough, okay?
Okay.
So in this new feature, scene is a thing. So scene is as it is.
Yep.
It says scene. Do you think that there is any validation in adding a scene you're seen? So now you know I've seen that you've seen it.
Yeah, but where do we stop that?
Because that's
where it's like a scene that you've seen that you've seen.
Like,
it's a rabbit hole.
I think three levels deep is good. So like, let's say I've sent you a message, okay? You've seen it. That's great. I've seen that you've seen it. Now you've seen that I've seen that you've seen it. So now you know that I've read it and that I know that you've not done it.
Can I just shout out quickly for everybody out there with severe anxiety, which I am one of.
Yeah.
You're describing hell. Like you're describing a hellscape. Like I actually think, I've thought about this for a while, as convenient as phones are, I think it's maybe one of the worst inventions there are, because of the fact that you're constantly available,
yeah.
and there is an understood demand on you to reply to things
Correct.
At all times. And I think that the only way that became more insidious is when somebody went scene. So now you're suggesting adding more scenes yeah. to that, where you would literally, all you would have to do is unpack whether or not, honest, they've seen that I've seen it.
Yeah.
And I've seen that they've seen that I've seen it.
Yeah.
What is their problem?
We only need to go three levels
down. Yeah, this is the... what you're describing is sick.
So I don't have that kind of anxiety. I do think that I don't like being so accountable to my phone and, like, people know when I'm on it or don't know when I'm on it or whatever. But I think that any further down than level three is bad. I don't like that the first person I brought it to, the feedback I've gotten is this would be hell slash a nightmare.
A hell state. Maybe not the seventh circle, but at least the fifth circle of hell.
I don't know how to take this back to the drawing board.
All about the side hustle these days, just trying to earn a bit of extra cash on the side however we can.
I've got a great side hustle.
Well, you work at a bar.
Yeah,
you've
no, but even
a side hustle to that.
Tips. I got my first tip the other day. I don't want to make this about this, but I got my first tip.
Did you really?
Yep.
How much
did I earn it? $20.
$20 tip?
Yeah.
Was it an American that gave you the tip?
Nope, Australian.
That's so uncommon.
I earned it.
What did you do?
I, like, took the F-Boss.
Can you explain what you did? Or
well,
is it...
not a lot happened in the restaurant. It was all happened
Here's
in the
to
bathroom.
You, Mrs. Robinson.
No, he had... they came in. They had, like, five kids, and I just looked after them. Like, I brought them a bunch of drawings.
Oh, so you babysat.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I brought them a bunch of colouring in books and some texters and stuff, and I gave them games to play. And also, the dad was, like, really at his wit's end.
Yeah.
And I saw when his beer was empty and would pour him a beer and then just bring him over the F-POS thing. And I'm like, here you go, mate, just tap this. And he's like, oh, mate, thank you.
That's fantastic.
And then as he went to leave, he's like, here you go, mate. And I was like, what's this for? He's like, that's for you.
That's for you just being a legend.
And I was like, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah. I expect every customer to do that from now on. I will accept nothing less than $20 over what you've paid.
It's funny because that is so much more than the people I was tipping over in the US while I was on holidays. That's so much more effort than they were making, and I was tipping them while they were over there.
I will say,
well done.
Majority of the tips are 10 cents because people don't want change.
Yeah,
they're like,
mate,
keep that as a tip. I'm like, I won't.
I've stuffed up so bad with change already today that your generosity is just going to help balance the till, to be honest. I've already given away extra.
I've dropped like four $2 coins down under the till. This will just honestly even it out.
So side hustles, Look, I'm not going to complain about this. It was a lovely night. It was fun. The crowd were just so wholesome and very excited to be there. And I'm not going to ever take away from somebody's enjoyment of something that they love just because it's not my particular jam.
But Feel free to, by the way.
But I DJed a Taylor Swift album party over the weekend. Uh-huh. And it was 8 hours of T-Swift.
That's too long. It was a lot.
But the only redeeming feature was how infectiously joyful the crowd was.
Yeah, good.
Interesting to note, though, when I first got into the venue to start DJing, there was what can only be described as a footy trip of guys. So, like, the collective noun, was a footy trip of guys.
Did that, like... Had the event started by the time you got there?
The event had not yet started when I got there. So I was like, are these guys here for this? And then I noticed they all had the armbands that you had to get if you bought a ticket to come to the event.
Oh, so they were there for it.
They were there for the event.
Yeah, nice.
And I sent a video of them dancing to Shake It Off to Carrie, my partner. And she was like, I was like, what is going on? And she's like, do you really not get what's going on?
Mm.
And I was like, oh...
I don't get it. What's happening?
They're pretty across the fact that there's going to be a very large Swifty component of the attendees tonight.
Yeah.
And maybe they might try and dance on the dance floor, have a bit of a chat, whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. I get what these guys are going for. The problem is Travis Kelce is dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I think these guys thought they might fill the role of a Travis Kelce. Because they were in footy like uniforms from their clubs. They're I was like, you guys aren't Travis Kelce.
I do get, like, because I feel like a lot of Swifties do want to emulate Taylor Swift. So if you wanted to swoop up like a footy boy, this is the place to go, I would imagine.
But with fashion or with, you know, I don't think exactly who she's dating.
No.
I think this is where these guys have gone wrong. But what I will say is they were so committed. Mm. They got the glitter.
Good
they
on
got,
them.
They did it. They were having the time of their lives. So I could be completely wrong. They could just be a footy team that are devoted Swifties.
Yeah, but I also, I was going to kind of tear them apart, but this is a good one because she's in a good relationship at the moment because it's like...
Does seem to be going well. Yes.
It seems like it's going well because it's like if it was a listening party for a breakup album.
Which I think this was.
Well,
because I mean, listening to Tortured Poets Department, it's a very slow album, I will say.
But she's still dating him.
The second I got three songs into it as I was DJing, mm-hmm. I'm like, the dance floor's going to get interesting if this continues this way.
Yeah.
Not saying it's a bad album. I'm saying it's quite a slow album.
Have you seen some of the lyrics? Not, I'm also not saying it's
a
bad album.
She swears a lot.
She does swear a lot.
Swears a lot.
That's not what I'm talking about. Have you seen this lyric? Truth dare, spin bottles. You know how to ball. I know Aristotle.
She rhymes bottle with Aristotle?
That's not it. Brand new, full throttle. Touch me while your bros play Grand Theft Auto.
Okay, yeah, I have actually. I didn't understand that meme. I'd seen that on the internet a little bit. This is it. This is this podcast.
I'm not,
this podcast is a Taylor Swift safe zone. I think she is one of the most
incredible
artists, and the cultural effect she's had on the planet will be studied in future generations. But that's
not good.
That's a lot like Pitbull rhyming Kodak with Kodak.
That's not.
That, to me, is evidence of maybe we don't need all 31 songs. Maybe just 17.
That's exactly right. Maybe make some of them under 7 minutes.
Yeah. All right, first podcast back. It was a little loose.
I agree.
A little rambling, but you know what? After a couple of weeks off, what can you expect?
It's exactly what
Better,
I wanted.
Definitely. But
more? Sure.
Sure.
It's all free, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is true. It is free.
I this is exactly what I needed. I was so looking forward to. I've been listening to like the Holy Potties because I've been missing it. I've been missing doing the show with you, and I was like, I have a feeling when we come back, it's going to be looser. And I don't know why, but I'm glad today's gone the way it has.
The reason it's looser is because I'm still motion sick from the Velocicoaster,
and I'm actually sick.
My brain's not functioning properly.
Yeah, your brain's like still. It's like a baby in the womb. It's trying to turn itself back around.
Yep,
it's like
it is.
Hang on. You've made a brain smoothie. What's happening?
I really can't explain to you how much I wouldn't recommend that ride if you have any kind of motion sickness trouble.
I have a feeling that most people either would go on it or wouldn't go on it.
Don't.
You were the only one who's been bullied by a 10-year-old to go on rides.
And then consoled by one.
And then told it's going to be okay.
He's a real mixture of emotions, and I love him. All right, we're going to be gone now, and then tomorrow we'll be back.
We're back.
That's how it works. Daily shows returned. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Hope you've enjoyed today. Hit up the Ned and Josh pod pals if you haven't yet, or even just send us a message and say if you enjoyed listening to the show. If you didn't, scram.
We don't need to hear that.
That's fine.
We'll assume that anyway. See ya.
Well, that was the Ned and Josh podcast. Make sure to find the boys on socials. Just search at Ned and Josh.